T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle.
What do you think Pittsburghers are talking about this morning? Number one, Paul Rasmussen, our news anchor.
Kenny Pickett is a Heisman finalist.
Kenny Pickett's a Heisman finalist. That's what I'm saying they're going after. What about the two Tigers testing positive after... For COVID-19. You think anybody's talking about that?
I think the odds of getting it from the Tigers is...
Well, a Tiger got it from a handler.
It may be easier to get one from a Panther.
Okay. So nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about President Biden going to speak with Vladimir Putin. Remember, there was a big buildup in the last administration when this showdown was coming. Today, I'm not hearing much about it.
It's going to be a Zoom call. Or what is it going to be?
It's going to be a video conference.
FaceTime? What's the government's... video service?
Probably some kind of super secret Pentagon Kremlin spy phone thing.
That's what it's called.
Super secret. And you're going to see this. They'll probably release photographs or short video clips later today. I'm going to bet $50 with you, Kevin, that you'll see Vladimir Putin talk into his shoe.
Okay.
Well, what do you think people are going to talk about
today? Do you think it's the Jussie Smollett story? He testified yesterday.
Here's what I kind of test. The litmus test is, that's an old scientific way you test for acidity with this. Remember those strips you had in science class?
Yeah, the litmus test.
Yeah. And I would say if you go out into public, what do people ask me about when I see people? One of the things was this trial, Jeffrey Epstein's former partner, about the grooming and trafficking of women.
Oh, yeah, spreads deep in a lot of political names and corporate names.
Did you see the list of people that visited?
Oh, I've seen the list.
His island?
Yeah.
And did he die by his own hand in prison, or was that a silence treatment that somebody gave him because they didn't want that list revealed?
Mm-hmm.
People have asked about that locally. I think the daily conversation is, what are we doing with this virus? We're all sick of talking about it. We're sick of dealing with it, but it's real. We just talked to CMO, Butler Health System, about what they're experiencing. What did Dr. Rottinghouse say? They've had more patients coming to the hospital than they did, that plateaued above the peak from last December.
Mm-hmm. And about 25% of those hospitalizations for COVID are the breakthrough cases.
And we're hearing that schools, and a lot of schools I'm hearing on the QT, are being very cautious about releasing those numbers about the number of students who are sick. Mm-hmm. And then there's the regular flu that's sweeping through some groups of people that's not COVID. It's a seasonal flu, but a lot of people forgot to get their shot or weren't paying attention or weren't exposed to it last year because everybody was shut down.
One of the things that's not in your little rundown I would like to include is that the majority, like over two-thirds, 75% of the people who are hospitalized right now, COVID patients, were unvaccinated. I spent close to an hour on the phone over the weekend with a good friend of mine, used to be an RN, who refused to be vaccinated. She's on an oxygen tank and hasn't been well for weeks.
Well, and Doc did say that the majority of the severe cases were the unvaccinated.
Yeah, 25% of the hospitalizations are the breakthrough cases, the severe ones. Yeah, you got to protect yourself one way or another.
And the travel restrictions continue to tighten, and now they're saying if you're not vaccinated, you ought to reconsider being in crowds as we get deeper into the winter months.
And New York City, and what New York does, a lot of other cities do, it's the big media market. It gets a lot of coverage. The mayor there is saying that all employers should force their employees to get vaccinated by, I think, December 27th.
In a fascinating health story about Viagra's potential positive works on people with Alzheimer's.
Well, this is interesting because you're not, remember, for COVID-19, you weren't allowed to use other therapies that weren't specifically approved for COVID-19, even though something may have worked. Now, this little blue pill that was supposed to be for your heart ended up for something else, and now it's possibly used for Alzheimer's?
CBS's Monica Ricks. Check this out, Paul.
Researchers at the Cleveland Clinic have discovered people who use sildenafil, better known as Viagra, are 69% less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. According to a new study published in Nature Aging, sildenafil has shown an increase in brain cell growth and could influence disease-related brain changes. But experts are warning people not to rush out and start taking the little blue pill. Scientists are still testing the effects of casual use of the drug and how it affects both men and women. Alzheimer's affects hundreds of millions of people worldwide. There's still no effective treatment or cure. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Did she say 69%?
She did.
Okay.
And the fact is, if it does help, what are we supposed to do with this? I suggested that the late night talk show hosts would have a field day talking about potential side effects.
She warned against casual use of Viagra. That's all people have been using it for, is casual use.
Well, you know, remember, follow this chain of thought. Janet Jackson's exposed breast at a Super Bowl, right? And the wardrobe malfunction. And they thought the flash of a woman's breast was so egregious, they fined CBS $500,000. And it changed the way they did everything. For years beyond that, MTV got fired from being the entertainment at halftime or organizing it. And my wife was at home saying, with our daughter sitting there watching the game, immediately following that was an ED commercial where the tag on it, now this is during the Super Bowl, a billion people watching, she says, remember the thing about a four-hour erection?
Bentcarrot.com.
No, that's different.
No, that's today.
That's new.
Larry's talking about 20 years ago.
Right. And they said that one of the side effects is call your doctor if you have a four-hour, right? And my daughter says, my young daughter at the time says to my wife, what's a four-hour erection? And my wife said, an impossibility.
Wow.
But the point is, what was more offensive, a flash of a woman's breast or that commercial on the Super Bowl?
What a train wreck.
But now, who knows, there could be a breakthrough.
It's like saying, I look at Penthouse for the articles. I take Viagra for my brain. Okay.
Oh, Kevin. Oh, jeez.
723 News Radio, KDK from the Brewer Airport, Toyota News Desk, Paul Rasmussen.
President Biden is expected today to warn Vladimir Putin economic pain will result if Russia invades Ukraine. We'll have the details at 7:30 on the live and local news leader in Pittsburgh, News Radio, KDKA.
Time for Horrible News Over Happy Music with Kevin Battle.
Ooh. These are the facepalm stories, the shallow end of the gene pool. Tell me which story represents the shallow end of the gene pool. We're going to start in Spain, where doctors tried to do it right. They tried to get it right. They all ended up wrong. 68 doctors and nurses, just under half the attendees, testing positive following their super spreader Christmas party. All the staffers who tested positive claim they received that third booster. They don't know what happened. Must have been something in the booze. I don't know. All right, check this out. Shallow end of the gene pool in Italy, Larry. A dentist said his life is ruined. COVID! He did not want the jab, but he needed it. He was forced to get it to keep his business license and his right to work. Despite his impressive attempts to get vaccinated, he lost that fight for his license anyways, Larry. thanks to, quote, insulting medical professionals. It seems the dentist went online to Amazon, not to buy a fake vax card or anything like that. No, he tried to buy a fake arm. His idea was that he would fake the nurse out. She would jab the silicone arm and he'd walk away. It didn't work. Epic fail. He's out.
What's up with the third arm, dude?
Who hasn't heard that before?
There you go.
There's your horrible news.
My, that's an attractive extra appendage you have there.
It's a theme this hour. 7:38, this is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDK. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. My new podcast drops tomorrow, Larry, but yours is out later today, and Jimmy Krenn's going to join us in just a few minutes.
Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn and Sheila Hyland. Jimmy will join us, yes, in just a few minutes. Right now on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, we want to find out what's going on with hunting season in our state. Travis Lau is Communication Director with the Pennsylvania Game Commission. Travis, welcome back. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
So in years past, the first day of buck season, called antlered deer season now officially, and I know there are many variations with doe licenses, but the bottom line is, here in Pittsburgh and around the state, you would see all these stories on TV and in the papers and social media now. We haven't seen anything at all. We actually did a Google search, and almost nothing came up where you would see the orange, the fluorescent orange, the hunters being interviewed, the deer on the back of pickup trucks or on the hood of a car. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, of course, here I work out of our Harrisburg headquarters, and then like at a statewide level, I don't really see a decrease in interest, and certainly the firearms deer season still is a big deal. There's been some reporting in your neck of the woods to that effect where hunters have had a good year to the point where some are having a hard time finding deer processors to accept their deer. So it remains a big deal here. Why there's a lack of coverage out in the Southwest, I don't know. You know, I think that overall with media coverage, and I've been in this position for going on 9 years now, so they're...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Been a lot of changes during that time in media itself, and along with that some decreased demands because there aren't the number of people doing the job as there used to be, and then, you know, locally out there to you, I can tell you there may be something like a shift of direction, an editorial shift of direction in what the media in the greater Pittsburgh area feels is important to their readers. I can tell you that, you know, one of the state's top outdoor writers had worked out there for the Trib Review. He now works here next to me in the office producing our monthly magazine at the Game Commission. He relocated because after his 25 years of experience serving the greater Pittsburgh area, he was no longer needed and was accepted with open arms here. So I don't have an answer to your question, but I'm just sort of rattling off some of the things that could be at play. And then in the bigger picture, you know, what I've seen in my time here, just with fewer and fewer reporters and people putting content together.
Yeah, there are fewer reporters in the newsroom, and there are issues with the the all firearms are evil, you know, regardless of intent of the gun, or calling the herd maybe too emotional for some people to grasp, so maybe they are shying away from the story. But it doesn't seem like interest has waned too much in Western Pennsylvania. It seems like a lot of people are hunting. How are license to go hunting selling?
Yeah, the last numbers I saw represented a decrease on the year, but we had two consecutive years of increases the past 2 years. And you know, when we look back from what were end of November 2021 sales, and I think we were down probably around 2.5 to 3%. That still would have represented an increase from 2 years ago, the first year that we saw an increase, and that gets all convoluted to think about. But long story short, there's still a strong hunting base here in Pennsylvania. Last year, we sold in the neighborhood of 890,000 licenses, and we would figure to be around there again this year.
I'm curious. We also have heard you mention briefly deer processing. Like many professions, there's a shortage, but also you have this chronic wasting disease problem in some areas with the deer. And one group, Billy's Country Smokehouse in Westmoreland County, turned away about 100 hunters and their deer. They're just overwhelmed. So I don't know, where do you take a deer if you can't find a processor?
Well, that's a good question too, and I mean there is always the option of doing it yourself. Now, that is something that if you're unfamiliar with it, it takes some maybe it takes some getting used to. It takes some at least study of online brochures, videos. We have both on our website to get yourself started, and then it's like many things, you know, with experience. The job gets easier and things go faster, but it's not hard work. It does take a little bit of time, but where to go? Again, good question. You had mentioned chronic wasting disease in there, and I do want to point out that hunters in our chronic wasting disease management areas are prohibited by law from taking the high risk parts of deer they harvest within a DMA to anywhere outside of a DMA. So if you're dealing with someone who lives in the greater Pittsburgh area, who hunts from a camp somewhere within a DMA and they're looking for a processor, they need to find a processor within that DMA or otherwise on the list of approved processors and taxidermists associated with that DMA. They can't just bring a whole deer home. I guess it's a matter of continuing to look. I would imagine that most of those hunters who were turned away at one process or another were directed to another one. From some of the stories I heard, it didn't stop there, and some went to multiple processors before finding one. Hopefully everyone found something that they needed to do with a deer. But again, it all comes back to having that option to do it yourself, to skin the deer and quarter it. Again, that job can be done by even a brand new first timer within an hour. And once you have a deer quartered, then you have something that is going to easily fit within a refrigerator or inside a cooler. And then you've bought yourself some time at that point to further work up the deer.
Well, it looks like the hardest part of the hunt for some may be finding someone to harvest that deer in a processing center. So,
well, when you look at it, Larry, this Game Commission estimated that 12% more deer were taken in 2020. And then you look at the age of the butchers, they may be aging out of the craft. So, you know, more deer and less butchers.
Travis Lau, Communications Director, Pennsylvania Game Commission, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Travis, thanks for the update.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Happy hunting. 752 News Radio KDK, Larry Richard with Kevin Battle, and today we will drop. That's the verbiage we use now. When you have a podcast, mine is called Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland, Episode 10, and Jim Krenn's with us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Jim, good morning.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Kev. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
I think Kevin is a little jealous, Jim, because
You have an all-star cast with you.
Episode 10, Your podcast, you don't call them episodes.
Well, I can't call them episode 10 or 11 or 12 or 18 or 28 or however many I did because it's called One-on-One With. I can't put more numbers in it.
That's
a
good
point. I love
that
Larry counts them. I love that you count them there.
Yeah, this week we talked to the man. He's a credible story from Bloomfield, high-level financial guy, got into the wine business with Smokey Robinson. His name is Bob Azzelli, and he and his partner Luke Caputo finally did this big deal with him, and they've allowed us to be at 23rd and Vine on East Carson Street, where we've done the podcasts 10 times.
It's our home.
Yeah.
Not only that, you have a host. I'm a Bedouin of podcasts. I just have to go to somebody's office or wherever I can record it, but you have a home.
We have a home, Kevin. It's a beautiful wine bar on 23rd in Carson, and I'm actually the Yinzer sommelier there. If you ever stop in, I'm the one who will tell you. You know, it's got a like a Boone's Farm strawberry wine aftertaste and a subtle oak taste because I left the cap off and some sawdust got in there. So I'm the man.
Well, I will tell you this. It's a fascinating story, actually, and we're not necessarily big wine connoisseurs. Are we, Jim? But Bob and Lou know their stuff.
Yes, they do. We like the taste of it, but we don't know the history of it. Yes.
And
we're doing.
We talked to the Post-Gazette's music man for the past 30 years. We've got Scott Mervis talking about Phil Collins and Genesis coming to town.
You want to listen to this episode. It's an intriguing story about Phil Collins. And also, I found out that Journey, Kevin, is one of Larry's favorite bands. I didn't know that.
It's funny you say that, Jim, because I was just telling Kevin, I can't wait February 22nd, Journey with Billy Idol.
How amazing is that show going to be? It's going to be great. Larry, Journey has had so many lead singers. I'm pretty sure you could sing for them probably at this point.
Well, they
have so many lead singers changing. You're like, hey, does anyone in the audience know Don't Stop Believing coming up?
Oh, Larry's hand would be up first. He'd be running up there screaming, I know it.
Just a small town boy.
Larry's dream. I know it, Larry. You're dreaming that they say, is anyone out here play the harmonica? And you go up and play Don't Stop Believing with them, with harmonica. I know that's a dream.
You know what I learned yesterday? Larry's favorite, one of his favorite bands from high school was Bread.
Yeah. What?
Bread.
Really?
Bread.
Oh, my.
Hey, have you ever tried? I told Kevin I used to have an 8-track tape. This was aftermarket. I put it in the glove compartment, but if you had an 8-track tape in it while you were driving, you couldn't close the lid. It could have been Best of Bread. I'm not saying that was my favorite, Kevin. You suggested that. Meanwhile, I want to invite... anybody going to be in the Settlers Ridge area at 11 on Thursday, stop by. We're going to do our podcast at the beautiful Market District.
Settlers Ridge?
Oh, wow. It's one of the most awesome places on earth, right, Jim?
It really is. And you know, guys, I'm announcing on the show that I can't confirm this, but there's a possibility that we could get Lou, my 83-year-old mom, Lou could be stopping by the podcast. I'm still working on it with her people. I'm talking to her agent, Ann Helen, right now to finalize the deal. But Lou could be coming by.
If you could pull that off, Jim, that would be huge. And I'm going to bring my harmonica, and we'll be ready in case I get any requests.
Lou would love that. You know, Lou is a Pittsburgh mom. Now, people out there know what I'm talking about, a Pittsburgh mom. It's unique to our area. Her idea of breakfast is a cigarette and an orange pop. That's her thing. That's a Pittsburgh mom. And she loves the Market District so much. I'm not kidding. I take her there. If I said, Lou, would you like to go to the Louvre in France or the Market District in Robinson? She would pick the Market District. She would say, son, you cannot buy milk and eggs at the Louvre. That'd be her thing.
And she would be correct.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.